a little over a year and a half ago, I met Jackie Pullinger and Nicole Montague at one of the Fuller Seminary classes. And I had already read Jackie's book, and I was just awestruck because I was so touched by the book. And I remember being so excited, running over and telling Happy, Jackie Pullinger is here. She's sitting with Carol Wimber, and we went up there afterwards and we talked to Jackie. And Jackie just reminded me the other day that I told her that I felt like the Lord was telling me that her ministry and our ministry were going to be linked together someday. And I thought, boy, that was awful bold of me to say that. But I'm really grateful to the Lord that He has done that. Now, every China team that we send to China, they go through Hong Kong, and we try to introduce all of them to Jackie's ministry. So often we don't get to introduce them to her because she's so busy and out on the street so much. But as she tries to make herself available, but between her and Nicole and some of their co-workers, they meet our people and take them to the Walled City and introduce them to the ministry. And so I feel like the trip to China is a double ministry trip, and that people get to see China, and they also get to see a ministry to the poor that is a very, very powerful one. I believe one of the ministries that touches the heart of God, because these people are doing it out on the streets. And it's really a privilege to have Jackie here with us tonight. She's going to just tell us about her ministry and some of the things that God has been doing. The thing that impressed me, and I'm not trying to puff up Jackie or whatever, but the thing that drew me to them was the book. And then when I went over there and met them about a year and a half or so ago, George and I were there shooting the movie, and we called them up and invited them to dinner, and they said they couldn't come because they were helping some heroin addicts to come off of heroin. And so they ended up fitting us in sometime in the middle of the night. But we were so impressed because, you know, they've been doing this for so many, many years, and yet they were still doing it. If I was there, I would have delegated it. But they were still staying up all night long and praying for people all night long to come off the drugs. And that's the way the ministry is there. They don't have enough help, and so they go at it all the time. But I'll let Jackie explain the story to you. So why don't you just welcome Jackie Pullinger.
I'm really glad they turned the lights on, because I like to be able to see people's faces. And what I've come to share with you tonight is about people, individuals. See, I don't understand crowds. I get frightened by lots of people. A lot of people I meet have a vision for millions. Mine's terribly small. My vision is for one. It's for the hungry man next to me, or the one who is painful around the corner, or the one who's begging at the gate. And that one is my responsibility. And that one is yours. For that one, I have no excuse. And for that one, you have no excuse. For if you will not reach him or her with the love of God, if you will not tell him or her that there is a God who loves them enough to die, to make them whole, who will? That is what God is saying to me. That is what the Lord is saying to each one of you. That's why He's allowed you to remain here. He could have taken you straight to heaven. It was a job that the angels longed to do, but He gave it to you and to me. Not just the responsibility, but the joy and the privilege of sharing good news for those who are lost. Today, we were out at the ranch And I felt quite silly because we were sitting in the buggy driving along and saw some children ahead of me riding their ponies. And tears came to my eyes because they were just little things. And they were so much enjoying the fresh air and having a pony to ride. And there was so much air and so much space and a whole pony for one boy. And parents who loved him and who cared whether he stayed on and how he felt and when it was his turn. And I thought of the many children I know who are locked in all day because their parents have to go out to work. And it's safer to keep the children locked in. It may be dangerous if there's a fire. But that's just about all the space that most of them will ever have to play in. Because nearly all the families I know live in one room. And it may vary from about 6 feet by 10 feet to about 20 feet by 20 feet. That's average for one family. And you do everything in that room. You sleep and you eat and you watch television and you make love and you do your homework and you cook and you wash. And I wasn't really jealous of that little boy. I was really happy for him because he was living how God meant us all to live, enjoying the best. There are many, many psalms that say this. If you look through them, you'll find there's no end to the people that God perfects in him. There's something for everyone. In Psalm 34, he says he's close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. He redeems his servants. And no one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. In Psalm 132 it says, I will bless Zion with abundant provisions. Her poor are satisfied with food. The Lord upholds all those who fall, and he lifts all who are bowed down. And the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. He sets the prisoners free, and he watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and widow. He secures justice for the poor, and he upholds the cause of the needy. Even animals in Psalm 104, even animals. I love that psalm. I love that psalm because everybody gets something. Wild donkeys quench their thirst. There's grass for cattle. The trees are well watered and the stork has her home in the pine trees. And the crags are a refuge for badgers. This is the Lord that you've been singing to and worshipping. This is the Lord that I believe most of you have welcomed into your hearts, for he died for you. This is the Jesus who, after he was filled with the Holy Spirit, went into the synagogue and preached. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's now. I want to thank you very much because there are many in this fellowship, and I believe most of you, directly or indirectly,